We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Buccos had the 9th selection in last night's MLB draft, and the Pirates selected Connor Griffin, a prep school shortstop who profiles potentially as an outfielder. Here's what Jim Callis, one of the great baseball minds of our time, one of the great prospects minds of our time, had to say about that Buccos pick.
He's the best high school player in the draft. And I'm not saying he's going to be the best player in the draft, because there are some questions about the swing for some teams. He's got the highest ceiling in the draft. But yeah, you can argue Cags because he's a two-way guy. But this guy has 30-30 potential. He could be a plus shortstop. He could be a gold glove center fielder. He could be an absolute monster. I love when teams go for ceiling, especially you're picking ninth. This might be a little bit, we might look back and go, how'd that guy last 9 picks?
So it isn't just Jim Callis. As I was flipping back and forth between MLB Network's coverage and ESPN's coverage, Eduardo Perez, an analyst for ESPN, says that if Connor Griffin went to college, he'd be the number one pick in 3 years. Now, Connor Griffin is committed to LSU. It's where Paul Skeens went. We all know that. It's where Dylan Cruz went. We all know that. They've got an eye for talent. The College World Series champion from last season. But Connor Griffin says he's eager to start his professional career. So it sounds like he's going to sign on the dotted line and he's going to be a Pittsburgh Pirate. And I know there was some, not a lot, and I don't want to do the straw man thing. There was some consternation about the Pirates, a team that we all look at and go, oh, they've got this window here for the next 5 years, drafted a high school player. This was supposedly one of the best college drafts in recent memory. And the Buccos go with a high school player. Typically, that's not my philosophy. I do not love that. I think it's harder to project out these high school players. You're kind of swinging with your eyes closed on them. Whereas college players, obviously, they're grown men. A lot of these SEC guys, they're getting double-A treatment. I mean, they're dealing with double-A talent when they're playing in the SEC. So you can project, and it's easier to kind of say, oh, what this guy's going to be at the major league level. But I can't fault the Pirates for taking the player that guys like Jim Callis say have the highest ceiling in the draft. Who knows where this goes? But the Pirates could, if we're looking 5 years from now, have selected the best player in this draft. And I do worry about what they've done in the draft of late. You know, Nick Gonzalez was the first pick that was made by Ben Charrington's regime. And he has been such a difference maker for the Pirates. He's starting to look like not a bust. Last year, I was thinking, what the hell? Now, Henry Davis, on the other hand, at this point, the only word you could use for him is bust. And you start thinking about Thomas Harrington, who's a big-time prospect for the Pirates, Dermar Johnson, who had such a bad start this year. You need to be, if you're a small market club, hitting on draft picks. You do. And it's been a mixed bag, and maybe worse than that, for Ben Charrington, with the obvious exception of Paul Skeens, and it was not a fait accompli that he would be picked number one. A lot of people thought Dylan Cruz would go number one, so kudos to him for picking the right guy, obviously at this point, number one last year. You got to hit on these guys. You absolutely have to. And it's not just will they grow into being good players for the Pittsburgh Pirates. When you get into this window here, you need to develop players so that they can be draft capital as well. And I think the Pirates did the right thing ninth overall last night, taking the player who a lot of folks think could be the best player in this draft when it's all said and done.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Get your laugh on with me, Chris Jericho, and the Talk is Jericho podcast. We've got Guns N' Roses Hall of Famer Duff McKagan and his joke of the week every Friday, plus regular visits from the hilarious Brad Williams and special appearances by everyone from Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, Mark Maron, Dennis Miller, Cheech Marin, Kevin Nealon. If they're funny, they're on Talk is Jericho. So listen to and follow Talk is Jericho now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.